This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
At Village Green Apothecary, we're passionate about healthy living. Our pharmacists and nutritionists have developed our own brand of over 100 pathway products with optimum purity and maximum potency. Our products are specially formulated to be well absorbed by your body. And now through June 15th, you can save 25% off pathway products. Just mention that you heard about Pathway on Federal News Radio. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Listeners to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and you know we try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Please remember to tune in. We are here every Sunday morning, 10 a.m., and next week, Dr. Pissarro will be interviewing Brian Tanzer. They'll be talking about the importance of omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids and their role in cardiovascular and brain health. This show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, so you can listen to it anytime, and you can listen to it in real time through the station. So for streamlining it, it's myvillagegreen.com. Please visit the Village Green site or visit the store at Cedar Lane, and it's myvillagegreen.com, as I said. You will find expert advice on supplements. Both the store and the website are your resource for all of your supplement needs. Now, take advantage. This is a good time of year. They're having a great sale, 30% off on Pathway brands, 25% off on all other brands, including their practitioner lines, and 20% off body care products. The sale started in June, and it goes until July 17th. So do take advantage of it. Today, our topic is the energy crisis, but what we're going to talk about is fatigue, and our guest will be Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He's an MD who has specialized in fatigue, written some very interesting books, one called From Fatigued to Fantastic, and a new one called Beat Sugar Addiction Now. So this should be of interest to a lot of you. What I'm going to do is start out with a little bit of information and background on what chronic fatigue syndrome is. You may know, if you've been around a while, that for decades the medical community and the CDC denied the existence of chronic fatigue syndrome. They classified it as a form of depression and treated it as such. It took, as I said, decades, and eventually they reversed their opinion and the CDC developed criteria. And now it's well labeled, well understood, has diagnostic codes, so it's mainstream now. So what is chronic fatigue syndrome and how is it different from fatigue? And I know Dr. Teitelbaum's going to cover some of this for you, but I just wanted to make sure that you had some information. So what happens to somebody when they have chronic fatigue? First of all, they're wiped out. We're not talking about something that's intermittent. We're talking about a condition that has you laid up, wiped out, unable to physically do what you want to do and mentally do what you want to do. It involves both physical and emotional, immunological, and neurological side effects. It's called a multisystemic condition. So what does it look like? First of all, it's physical and mental exhaustion. There's insomnia, and a lot of people find it odd that there would be insomnia in chronic fatigue. People don't sleep well, and they're chronically fatigued. There's a lot of achiness, muscle aches, forgetfulness, cognitive problems, what we call brain fog. Not a very scientific term, but it certainly describes it. Increased thirst, bowel disorders, all kinds of recurring infections, again, easily exhausted. People often gain weight with it and have a low libido. There are other symptoms. People can have alcohol intolerance. And the importance of differentiating chronic fatigue syndrome, or what is often called chronic fatigue and immune dysfunction syndrome, so that's CFIDS or CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome. What's different about it is that it is pervasive. It is always there, and it's consistent. It isn't having energy one day and losing it the next. It is the same day in and day out. It goes from bad to worse. It doesn't go from normal and feeling good to feeling poorly. So we will talk with Dr. Teitelbaum about it. He'll tell us a little bit more about the background, and a lot of people say, well, how in the world do people get chronic fatigue syndrome? One way is just physical exhaustion. Overwork can do it. It can be physical stress. It can come after an accident. It can come after a viral illness. There are many people who develop it after they've been exposed to viruses such as the monovirus. It is not unusual to see patients who have had mono as a young person in college, 18 to 22 years old, and then they get a recurrence of it or a reactivation of Epstein-Barr. It's often called EBV, Epstein-Barr syndrome, and it's the same kinds of symptoms. It's the exhaustion. Emotional stress can also do it. It can be after childbirth. Childbirth is physical stress. So there are many, many factors that can trigger it. Now, it's not the same for everyone, and we always talk about two aspects when you get any condition. It's what you come into the world with, what your innate resistance and your innate health is, and what you do to that. So if you don't have a very good immune system, a very stable immune system, if you are overstressed and you tilt the balance, chronic fatigue can be one of the conditions that you get. There's also a sister condition called fibromyalgia syndrome, and they look the same. The names really depend on where the symptoms are. If the symptoms are more viral, there's a tendency to call it a viral syndrome. If the symptoms are more in the muscles, there's a tendency to call it fibromyalgia. But CFS and CFIDS are the general terms because they're fatiguing syndromes in every way, shape, and form. And the prevalence is pretty strong, so we'll talk to Dr. Teitelbaum in the next segment. I do want to remind you about the sale at myvillagegreen.com. Looking forward to it. It's going to last into July 17th. I want to remind you that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1500, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath, offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale is sizzling hot. Now through July 17th, you can get sizzling summer savings on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on the popular Top Quality Pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on natural body care products. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale.
Welcome back, folks, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, bringing you the wide variety of information that you're interested in regarding your health. Please tune in next week, Sunday, and listen to Dr. Pissarro's interview with Brian Tanzer talking about fatty acids and their role in cardiovascular and brain health. And don't forget Village Green sale on now through the July 17th, and it's 30% off Pathway brands, 25% off all other brands, and 20% off body care products. Now, to the exciting part of our show, we want to greet and meet Dr. Teitelbaum, Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, and his specialty has been fatigue. Not that he wants to be fatigued, but that he treats it, and he's done more, I think, for chronic fatigue than any one practitioner. He wrote a bestseller, From Fatigue to Fantastic, and it sold over 500,000 copies, and the third revised edition was published in 2007, October 4, and he's got a new book, and I'll let him tell you about that book and a little bit about his background. Welcome to the show, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Dana, always a pleasure to be with you.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. Our listeners always come away from the show with tidbits, something they can change right then and there with a lot of knowledge for long term. So tell us a little bit more about From Fatigue to Fantastic and your new book and where you're going with it.
Well, I've been working in the area of treating chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, chronic pain for over 30 years now, ever since I actually came down with the disease back in med school in 1975. So I got first-hand experience of what it was like, learned how to treat it, and what we've discovered. And so for those of you out there who are tired, have widespread pain, especially if you have exhaustion, and to the point where you can't sleep at night, that's the hallmark, you can't sleep even though you're exhausted, you've got these processes and you've got an energy crisis. And what we've learned is that you can restore energy production with what you call the SHINE protocol, S-H-I-N-E, sleep, hormones, infection, nutrition, exercise. And our research has shown that over 90% of patients improve with proper treatment.
Well, it's interesting that it happened to you in medical school, so you had some knowledge to go with. And that's pretty stressful. I had mentioned to our listeners that physical and emotional stress can certainly trigger it, and that's what med school's all about.
Well, think about it, Dana. Anything that overdraws your body's energy savings account, so to speak, uses more than you can make, you'll end up blowing a fuse. What that means in real life is that the area that uses the most energy goes offline first, and that's a little circuit in the brain called the hypothalamus. So, yeah, I blew a fuse. And many your listeners out there know what it feels like to have blown a fuse, whether it's emotional stress, chronic viral infection, or I have a nasty viral infection trigger mine, nutritional problems, sleep disorders, toxic chemical exposure, toxic spouse or boss exposure, all kinds of things.
I'm glad you mentioned the toxic chemicals. We've talked on this show that we have 85,000 man-made chemicals, none before 100 years ago, and that we as humans have not adjusted to it, and only 200 of those have been reviewed. This is according to the EPA. I find this shocking. And that 17,000 are secret, unable to be revealed to any environmental scientist, any government. And it was the Toxic Controlled Substances Act in 76 that set that up, and it was to protect the manufacturers, not the public.
Absolutely. Think about it. If I want to take a medication and put it on the market, I have to put it through about $800 million worth of testing to get FDA approval. But if I want to go ahead and take that same chemical and throw it in your water or your food or anyplace else, it's like no problem. It's just, it's really, what's the word, insane. In Europe, you at least have to prove a level of safety.
It's interesting.
Other people's lives. But here, just as long as nobody's proven that it's not safe, you can throw it in.
That's right. It's an oddity to me. And it actually, there was an article in the Washington Post in January that revealed this. And I felt like, you know, Alice in Wonderland, the Twilight Zone. I could not believe that we've allowed all these chemicals so freely in the environment, and we can't get rid of them. Even if we were to ban half of them, they don't walk away. They're here.
Well, that's the thing. It's, you know, we can rant at them, but what I'd rather do is teach people how to get their body strong so their body can adapt to them. And we're all basically mutating, adapting, whatever language you want to use. We have to live. And since we can't get them out of the environment, I think certainly do the political things that you can and the rest. But we're going to have to deal with them. So learning to get your body strong for detoxification and the rest could be very, very helpful.
Well, what is the prevalence? It would seem to me with better diagnostics, we're going to certainly pick up more patients now that it's fully accepted in mainstream medicine. But what is the prevalence of CFS and its sister syndromes?
Well, if you look at chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, they have increased from about 1 to 2% of the population 10 years ago up to 4 to 8% of the population. And this isn't based on better diagnostics. This is based on more people getting it. So you've had at least a doubling, probably more than that in the last 10 years. We're looking at about 4% of the population now conservatively. You figure three-quarters of those are women. That's a lot of folks.
It sure is.
There's probably over 25 million Americans who are dealing with this disease.
And since you mentioned it, why are women more susceptible?
Well, if you look at it, women are more susceptible to illnesses that affect the immune system, whether you're looking at multiple sclerosis, whether you're looking at rheumatoid arthritis, lupus. A woman has to be able to carry a baby for 9 months without rejecting the little bugger as a foreign body, where guys have a different immune setup. So immune system diseases tend to affect women far more, and historically those diseases also get to be treated like they're diseases of idiots. If you look at the word hysteria, it comes from the word hystero or uterus.
Yes.
Just to give you an idea of how doctors think.
Yes, I think a lot of people did not know that. Thank you for the background. And I also wondered if, because obviously males have a more DHEA, more testosterone, better adrenals, if they are not somewhat protected.
That also contributes a fair bit. Even though a man's DHEA, 70% of men are going to be in the lower 30 percentile for testosterone with this disease. But women also have a testosterone deficiency and DHEA, and they start much lower. So certainly these androgenic or body-building kind of hormones start lower in women and also put them closer to the edge.
Well, tell us a little bit about the book and where you're trying to guide people and some general information, and I want to get as specific as we can so they have a thorough understanding.
Well, let's say this. For those of you out there with fatigue or pain, I want you to remember the word shine, S-H-I-N-E, because if you follow that shine protocol, you will find that your energy skyrockets and your pain, whether or not you have chronic fatigue syndrome, and for most of you, your pain is going to go away with the treatments we'll talk about today. There's even on my website, there's a computer program. It's a computerized physician, actually, that's been patented as such, that can analyze people's symptoms and their lab tests if they have the labs, tell them exactly what's causing their chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, make a detailed program tailored to their case saying, these are the things that will help make your problems go away. So we've made this as easy as we can for people. It's free, the computer program. But you know, those of you out there with fatigue or pain, take a piece of paper, write this down. Shine. S is for sleep. You want to get 8 hours sleep a night, and because your sleep center is not working, that's a circuit, but you can't. There's a very nice product called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula that I think your folks carry at the Village Green. It's a mix of 6 herbs. It's excellent to help people get a good solid night's sleep. Half a milligram of melatonin, some magnesium at bedtime, and there's slow-release magnesium for those who have the runs with magnesium. There are many things you can do, and the book will talk about it, that will help you get your 8 hours sleep a night that you need.
Wonderful.
And then H should be hormonal support. And you know, you nailed it when you talked about testosterone, DHEA. Hormones in general, because they're almost all of them are controlled by the circuit that you're blue, the hypothalamus. You want to optimize thyroid function. And that you have a normal blood test means nothing. The thyroid blood tests and most hormonal lab tests are insanely unsensitive. They miss not just many, but the majority of people who need thyroid hormone. And these are conservative estimates. So if you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold, intolerant, you need thyroid hormone, preferably a good compound, a T4, T3 combination. You're probably going to need adrenal support. And a very simple way to tell if you need adrenal support, which is if you have periods where it's like a light switch goes off and the people around you know that they have 3 minutes to feed you or you will kill them.
Yes.
If you're nodding your head yes and the people around you are looking at you going, yep, and pointing at you, you need adrenal support. The adrenal stress end product, wonderful. Mix of glandulars, licorice, pantothenic acid, a host of things that will smooth that out during the day. Infections, especially candida or yeast, so you want probiotics and pearls forms. Nutritional support, which can be done very easily and amazingly powerfully. For most of you out there with simple fatigue, especially those of you who are hooked on what I call energy loan shark drinks with caffeine and high sugar, let me give you this mix to take for your morning drink that's going to turbocharge your energy all day. There's a vitamin powder. That's a mix of over 50 nutrients called the Energy Revitalization System. You take 1/2 to 1 scoop a day and add water, and it'll replace. I'll throw out this challenge. If you can get what's in that one drink in less than 30 pills, I'll give you $50. And this is a challenge for your listeners. And even Dana, for those of you who don't know, Dana was my mentor when I was first starting and learning about nutrition. I will always remember the first talk I went to. I said, this woman is out of her mind. She's saying a bunch of nonsense. And he just smiled at me and gave me reference study after reference study. And I looked him up and I said, my God, she's right. Why didn't they tell me any of this stuff? And that was like a milestone I'll never forget when I met you with that. But,
well, I remember it too. And I remember how dedicated and interested you were the first time I met you. You were dubious. I could see in your face, is this for real? And you better prove it to me. And you have you've just done wonders for your patients because I've seen your patients. I want to continue this conversation in the next segment. We're going to take a brief break, reminding our listeners that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And we're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We will be back with Dr. Teitelbaum right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
It's time for Village Green Apothecary's Big Summer Sale. Now through July 17th, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on our popular top quality pathway. Save 25% on other supplements. And save 20% on natural body care products. Visit our store at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. Don't miss Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale.
Welcome back, listeners. This is the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passero, and we both try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. And remember to tune in next week to listen to Kevin talk about Brian Tanzer, and they will discuss the omega-3 fatty acids and their role in cardiovascular and brain health. We have been talking with Jacob Teitelbaum about the energy crisis, and we're talking about fatigue. And we have described it, we've given symptoms, and now we're talking about his famous SHINE protocol. So, Dr. Teitelbaum, could you fill people in and also give them your website?
The website is vitality101.com, so vitality101.com. And then we're talking about an energy drink because we see so many people that are getting wiped out with these, like, Red Bull-type high-sugar, high-caffeine lone sharks, and they get more tired, they drink more of it, they feel better. A couple hours later, they feel even worse than they did in the beginning, and just like any lone shark, it's a losing proposition. I think if I could pick one thing physically for people to do to optimize their energy and help the pain go away, as I say, get a good nutritional support drink in the morning. My favorite, what I started my day off with today, is the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder. It comes in berry or orange. It 1/2 to 1 scoop a day feels best to you. And then take a scoop of ribose. Ribose is an amazing nutrient. We're going to talk about how sugar, add the words except for chocolate, is problematic. But there's a special sugar that's made by your body. It's not in food, but your body makes it as the foundation for energy production, called ribose. It doesn't cause a yeast overgrowth. It has a negative glycemic index. And our study, we've actually, or looking to hear from the journal any day now. About it being accepted for publication. But there are 257 patients, 53 health practitioners, did a study using ribose and chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. They found that after 3 weeks, there's an average 61% increase in energy.
Well-being
went
fabulous.
Up, pain went down, sleep went up. This is an amazing nutrient. Anybody with heart disease, I live in Hawaii. There's a fellow who came here to visit because the doctor said you're going to die in a couple months from heart failure. We met him. He was an engineer, and I said, that's insane. We gave him the ribose, some CoQ10, acetyl-carnitine, and a vitamin powder, and he emailed me back that we saved his life. He's now walking miles a day, doing great. You know, and this was quite a while ago now. So the ribose is amazing for energy production. I like the Korvalent brand, but really any brand that's a powder is fine in the United States. They're all good quality here, so get whatever's cheapest. But 5 grams 3 times a day. What I do is I say take one scoop, put it in your morning drink, and then take a scoop when you brush your teeth at night, mix a little bit of water, and you'll be fine. You'll notice within a couple of weeks and often within a day or two, your energy skyrockets.
I'm glad you mentioned it. We talked a little bit about the ribose on the last show. I think it's so important, and it's new to people. They don't really understand what it is and the fact that it's not a sugar that's going to raise your blood sugar. That's hard to understand.
It actually lowers blood sugar a little bit. That's the main problem, because it has a negative glycemic index. So even diabetics can use it.
Excellent. So that's 61% improvement in energy. Nice studies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. And that's average. A lot of people went way higher than that. It's just a simple way to turbocharge your energy in a healthy way. So whether people have general fatigue, especially athletes, people with heart disease, I'm going to put them on it right away. This is really good stuff. And let me mention for the listeners who don't know my policy, I don't take money from any pharmaceutical or natural product companies, and royalties for products that I make go to charity. So that allows me to be very unabashedly thumbs up or thumbs down. Those of you who know me will know, I understand Hawaii, certain things, I'll give it the stink eye. You know, I talk about chemicals, a lot of pharmaceuticals, just some of them are just nasty. So this puts me in a position where I can work as a patient advocate. So I tend to be pretty unabashed and being opinionated.
Well, and I appreciate it, and I think our listeners do too. You were talking about the SHINE protocol. You mentioned the S is sleep, that you need 8 hours, and mentioned the revitalizing sleep formula, and then the hormonal support, which is the H. Let's expand on that.
And again, that's such a biggie, because thyroid deficiency, just to give an idea, if you take a look at the studies on cholesterol medications, they lower the risk of heart disease in people taken for prevention by about 1.2 to 1.4%. But if you look at a major study called the Hunt study, if you optimize thyroid, that people had optimized thyroid levels just within the normal range, you know, you just moved it from being on the low side of normal and compared them to people on the mid-range or high side of normal, they had a decreased heart attack risk of 69%.
Mm.
So 1% for the medications, 69% just by optimizing thyroid. And if you optimize thyroid, you're going to lose weight, your brain's going to work better, you're going to look younger, your hair will grow in, your energy will go up, your pain will tend to go away. But there's an important reason why the thyroid is not being used, and that's because it is dirt cheap.
And there's really?
No money in it. Yep. And there's no money in changing the old misconceptions that, you know, that unless the blood test is abnormal, you're fine. What listeners need to know about blood testing, what does abnormal mean? Abnormal is called 2 standard deviations. They take 100 people, and if you're in the lowest 2 out of 100, you're defined as normal. Otherwise, they say you're fine. So take an idea of shoe sizes. If I wanted to get a normal shoe size range, I take 100 people that came by in the mall, maybe a couple babies coming in, a couple Texans, I might get a normal range of 3 to 16. You know, if some Texans are walking by, or say 3 to 14. So say you're walking in with a size 4 shoe or a size 12 shoe, and you normally wear a size 8. The doctor's going to say your shoe is totally normal. There's nothing wrong with the shoe. It's in the normal range.
Excellent analogy. I always explain that normal is 95% of everybody walking around. That's not health or optimum and what we're interested in. And a lot of the reference ranges, I'm sure you've noticed this, the reference ranges for blood pressure, for thyroid, even on the tests, as inadequate as they are, and glucose have changed dramatically over 30 years because they're trying to move toward where health is, not where average is.
Now, the normal ranges have changed when there are expensive medications to be sold based on being abnormal. So you have expensive medications for cholesterol and high blood pressure, call me a cynic if you will, and because they have expensive medications to sell, the normal ranges have moved to being almost non-existent, so everybody needs to be on these medications. Thyroid, they said back in 2002, most of the world has switched to recognizing that at a TSH level, that what we call normal is insanely, is not normal, it's hypothyroidism, and that it should be under 2.5 or under 3. Most researchers consider a TSH over 2.5 to be hypothyroidism, but most of the labs in the United States still are using 5.4. Most doctors are. They define half of people with hypothyroidism just off the bat as, you're fine, honey. You're just getting older. You have children. That's why you're tired. Sleep more. Take that size for you. Shove it down the doctor's throat and tell him to wear it the rest of his life until he wises up. And it's just insane.
That, you know, you said it so well, and I have that frustration. Yeah, I have that frustration with trying to get patients to a physician who understands the new standards, and I do not understand why it takes 10 years for a new standard to become part of the routine. I've noticed it with almost every one of the changes in the thyroids right there. It's been a long time since the report came out on the importance of the TSH not being above 2.0 or 2.5, and the labs are still not using, and the medical community is still not using it. I don't understand. Well, this is the information age.
Money, 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 honey. When things don't make sense, then follow the money trail. If you have an expensive medication, you've got statins, which is over a $12 billion a year, I think, scam. That stuff will get pushed through. You'll have professors of high esteem and high bankrolls in their pockets from the drug companies saying, oh, my God, give it to the children, put it in the water, feed it to your dog. God knows what they'll pay them to say. And they mean it. And you pay them enough, they really mean what they say. But if it's something, thyroid's cheap. They dig in their heels. They, you know, it just, I don't even want to go there. I don't want to wax obscene on the air. But the nice thing is that you have Jim Brodsky, you've got Alan Weiss, you've got Mark Cesare, you've got a host of good doctors in your area.
Yes.
You've got, there's so many. That why go to somebody who has no clue and just come out frustrated when you can go to a holistic physician? And Dana, you know the list better than I do locally, that instead of trying to twist their arm, they're going to look at you and they're going to look at your symptoms. They're going to know your thyroid is low and put you on it right away.
Yes, they are wonderful practitioners, and I'm always thrilled to work with them. So thank you for covering the rebos and also some of the conundrums we have in trying to get over chronic fatigue. What about the eye in Shine?
I would be for infections. And when the thing is, because the immune system is down, there are multiple different infections in this disease that tag on. They're kind of like pack of dogs to grab the person. So if you try to chase all the infections and the testing is miserable, you're not really going to be able to figure out what all the infections are that are going on by the testing. So here's what you do. Number one, most everybody with this disease has yeast overgrowth. And, in fact, the way that you tell if you have candida, it's fairly straightforward, and there's a little questionnaire that we use. But if you have chronic nasal congestion, sinusitis, and or spastic colon, you've probably got candida. And there's allergies can cause some of it, too. But the candida would be the bigger issue. Everybody with CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, I will treat them for candida. And candida or yeast grow by fermenting sugar. So the first thing you got to do is you got to cut the sugar out. You want to put in healthy probiotics. I like the ones in pearls. Otherwise, systemic acid, that kills 99.9% of them.
Enzymatic therapies, right?
Yep, they have a wonderful one.
Yes, I love it.
The probiotic pearls, awesome. And then I will use the medication Diflucan, which is now cheap and generic. It's $42 for the 6-week supply, 200 milligrams a day. And there's a prescription sinus nose spray that can be compounded. That is wonderful for sinusitis. And I talk about this in my book as well, something you folks could put together too if you want. Just a very, very nice thing to way to treat the yeast. There's anti-yeast herbals. There's a host of things. And when you knock out the yeast, the sinusitis goes away, the spastic colon goes away, your weight can come down, the sugar cravings go away, and you feel so much better. And then your body's immune system can knock out many of these other infections, the different viral infections and some bacterial infections that it was too overwhelmed in the past to go after.
Excellent. And then we're on to the end of the SHINE protocol.
E is for exercise, as able. People with this illness will crash with exercise because they don't have the energy to condition. So if you do too much, you're going to find yourself flat on your back, you know, the next day, as we have what's called post-exertional fatigue. So listen to your body. Start with walking, even just a couple minutes, and then do it to a level each day that feels good. And then once you find a level that you're comfortable with, if you find you push too much, you get knocked out the next day, cut it back, then when you do the SHINE protocol, you'll find in about 6 to 12 weeks, and usually it's within the first few weeks, your energy is picking up. But after 6 to 10 weeks, you can start to increase the walking by a minute every day or two until you're up to an hour a day comfortably. And then you can go ahead and increase the intensity at that point. But the body has a use it or lose it kind of mentality. So you want to recondition yourself, but you can't do it if you're crashing because you don't have the energy to make energy.
Excellent. And I'm glad you emphasized to your level of comfort, because when you push too hard and you're exhausted afterward, it sets the adrenals back.
Yes, and it sets your whole body back. If you're crashing instead of conditioning, that's not a good thing. So you want to ease back, listen to your body. But even just doing the ribose, the Corvalin, you'll find, and the vitamin powder, your energy production, even after 2 to 3 weeks, is just going to go way up. And people feel a lot better, even with that simple measure.
Excellent. And a quick statement on the N in the SHINE protocol.
Nutrition, nutrition, nutrition.
My favorite.
Body, you know, I'm constantly amazed how if you give your body what it needs and try to not throw a bunch of poison into it, it can recover from most anything. It's just amazing to watch the body at work. So the key points in nutrition is, one, you want to cut back the sugar. 18% of our calories come from sugar that's added to the diet. That's about 150 pounds per person per year that was not there 500 years ago. Another 18% from white flour. I mean, white flour, white rice, that's how we learned about vitamin deficiencies in the first place. They gave the Dutch settlers white rice, and they started to walk kind of bow-legged, and they took the shavings of the rice and gave it to the chickens, and the chickens were standing up all nice and tall. And they finally, some enterprising guy gave the chicken feed, the brown part of the coating of the rice, to the settlers, and all of a sudden the settlers are nice and tall and standing up straight again too, because that's where the vitamins were. So, you know, if you cut back the sugar, and to just say stop sugar is to set you up for failure. It's just, sugar is addictive, and people get the cravings and they go through withdrawal. So you want to treat the underlying causes of the sugar addiction. And in fact, my new book is just jumping out of the gate. It just came out, and if you look at Ladies Home Journal, I think had it as book of the month. Just came out. So that's going to be in an upcoming story. It was Better Homes and Gardens this month has it as a book of the month. And it's kind of moving up the rankings in Amazon. But the Beat Sugar Addiction Now book. Because my goal is not to take sugar away from you. I don't want to take candy from babies. My goal is to have you have it in dessert where it belongs. Enjoy it. But to learn what is causing your sugar addiction, so you can, one, feel better, but two, you can get rid of the addiction and the craving. And there's four types of sugar addiction. Simple quiz will tell you which one you have or which mix.
Let's do this. We have to take a break. I hate to break in, but we will come back, and I want you to go into more detail on the sugar addiction, because this is what's important to our listeners. Reminding you, listeners, this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Stay with us. We will be right back with Dr. Teitelbaum after this brief break.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome back, folks, to the final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we both try to bring you a lot of interesting variety on your health. Please tune in next week to hear Kevin. He will be talking about cardiovascular and brain health and the fatty acids. And don't forget the Village Green sale, 30% off Pathway products, 25% off all other brands, and 20% off body care products. The sale started in June and it goes until July 17th. Now, we are talking with Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, and we've been talking about the energy crisis, actually fatigue, chronic fatigue syndrome. And we want to go on into the issue of pain as well. But first, Dr. Teitelbaum, did you have more to fill us in about the sugar addiction issue and some tidbits for our listeners?
Absolutely. So most of you out there who sugar crave, you try to come off the sugar, it doesn't work. And a couple things to remember. One, you want to keep your pleasure. So there are sugar substitutes that are excellent. So you can enjoy your sweet taste. I'll tell people avoid sugar except for chocolate. Get the best tasting dark chocolates you can get. Better yet, get the one that's sugar free. There's a bunch of good brands or a bunch of lousy brands. And just have small amounts and savor them. Stevia is a very good sweetener, but brand matters. If it's not filtered properly, it'll be bitter. There's many good ones. I like the one by Body Ecology, Stevita, Pole Leaf, a whole bunch of good stevias you can use. There's a new sweetener called Susta, which looks and tastes just like sugar, and it's a healthy sweetener. That one's a little hard to find yet, but it's coming out, and it's wonderful. So, again, keep your pleasure. There's four types of sugar addiction. There's a quiz on my website, or the book has a quiz that'll tell you, nail exactly what's causing your sugar addiction very quickly. The four types are type one, people are just tired. They're hooked on energy loan shark drinks, so we've talked about Shine. Type 2 will people who have adrenal exhaustion, who get that feed me now or I'll kill you, and the adrenal stress end, increased salt, increased water. Unless you have high blood pressure, heart failure, you want more salt in this process. But the adrenal stress end and just lifestyle modification. The book will teach you how to take your channel changer and turn off the news when it's giving you nonsense that just makes you all feel, you know, anxious and stuff. Most of the, I'm on CNN, I'm on Fox, I'm on Good Morning America, God bless them all. But most of the stuff you're seeing on there is nonsense. So just change the channel when it gets uncomfortable. The third type would be the candida. And you have sinusitis, past the colon. You know, we've talked about how to treat candida. And the fourth type will be hormonal deficiencies associated with menopause or andropause. That causes you to be depressed and craving sugar. So you treat the sugar addiction type. You'll love the book. The book is a nice, easy read. Tell you exactly what's causing it, how to come off the sugar easily, and then how to keep your pleasure.
And your website's vitality101.com.
Mm-hmm. And again, this free symptom analysis program on the homepage, if you have chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia, go do that program. It's a simple thing, but it'll ask you the questions. And if you have labs, you don't have to have the labs, but if you have them, it'll analyze those, tell you exactly what's causing your CFS and fibro, and tell you just what you need to do to get better.
Perfect.
I'm trying to make it as easy as I can for people.
Excellent. Because people in pain and people with fatigue need it to be easy. KISS, right? Keep it simple, stupid. Let's go into the pain issue because it's such an important component of CFIDS and, of course, fibromyalgia.
And in general, 1 out of 4 adult Americans suffers from pain. And most doctors are clueless about pain management. We're taught, give them Tylenol, Motrin family medications, maybe Celebrex, and don't let them fool you into giving narcotics. I just told you the entirety of what most doctors' pain management education is in medical school. That's it. It's pathetic. What people need to know is that pain is like the oil light on your car's dashboard. The oil light goes off, it tells you oil's low. If you go to the doctor and say this annoying flashing red light, what do? They put a Band-Aid on it and say, is that better? And you go, yeah, I can't see it right now, and then the motor burns off. And pain is no different. Pain is your body's way of saying something needs attention. And it's funny, it comes right back to the SHINE protocol again. You know, if you have a broken leg, it's obvious why you're hurt. But if you have poor sleep, you're going to be in pain. And study after study has shown this. Low thyroid, low testosterone, other hormonal deficiencies, you're going to be in pain. Infections, think of having the flu, you're going to be in pain. Nutritional deficiencies, muscles get stuck in a shortened position, you're going to be in pain. So it goes back to SHINE, sleep hormones, infection, inflammation, impingement, nutrition, exercise. And most pain can be gotten rid of naturally. I use a lot of medications, so I'm not against them in pain management. But my book, Pain Free 1-2-3, will go ahead and walk you through each kind of pain. But I want to let listeners know about, there's a couple things. For arthritis pain, if you have day-to-day kind of arthritis pain, willow bark, boswellia, cherry, willow bark, and head-on studies against Motrin-type medications as effective as Celebrex, twice as effective as Motrin, but it won't kill you. Like 16,500 people die from Motrin family medications each year in the United States.
Yes.
So for arthritis, you have a pain formula 2-3 times a day for 6 weeks, then you can lower the dose. But for general pain, whether you have just, I don't care what the kind of pain is, if shoulder pain, back pain, tendonitis pain, if you've been nagged with a chronic pain, I want listeners to try a new miracle. And this is called a product called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. If you have pain, write that down, go to the Village Green and get it. Take 1-3 times a day. I have not, in 35 years of being a pain specialist and dealing with pain issues, seen anything that knocks out pain like this herbal mix. So it's called Curamin. This one's by Europharma or Terry Naturally. Give it 6 weeks, but it's going to take less than that, and then you can lower the dose to what does the best for you. I don't use the word miracle in combination with things very often, but I will with this product.
Well, I'm glad you described it. Tell us a little of the components, and as we said before, the individual components may not be all that the activity is, but they're synergistic. They work together.
They work together, but curcumin or turmeric is one of the most studied herbs out there, but it's been pretty useless because the body can't really absorb it. We used to add some black pepper to get it to absorb a bit better. But they now found that by putting the whole plant together and adding the phospholipids back in, you increase absorption by 693%. Now, all of a sudden, you're getting almost sevenfold the absorption. You can get good levels into the body, and now we're seeing dramatic effects. And this is a special form of curcumin that's used in this product. Now, we see the same also for those of you with colitis or asthma. Try the Boswellia. It's called BosCure. It's another one that uses that same mix of products in a different way. You'll find that for colitis and asthma, amazing stuff too. It has D-L-phenylaniline, which makes some of the neurotransmitters, the dopamine, norepinephrine line. It has nattokinase, and I don't know, I think what's happening is that you're getting some inflammation and you get a little bit of a clot-busting effect so that the anti-inflammatory can get into where the pain is, and normally they can't. And you have Boswellia, which is a potent anti-inflammatory that's works complementary. I would not have predicted that these four, I figured, yeah, they'd be a very nice combo. But clinically what we're seeing, and this is not the exception, it's the rule. People, this is a wow for people. Even people have tried dozens of different medications and herbal mixes and, you know, different. It's just, this is doing the job, even for people with chronic pain for decades. So this is something people should know about.
Excellent. And I'm glad you mentioned it, because the pain and inflammation go hand in hand. And it looks like the product addresses both.
It does. It's just, like I said, the proof's in the pudding. We have pain, take it for 3 weeks. And all this, and tell Dana what your experience was with it. And you're going to have people lined up going, like, telling you their stories about how they couldn't function, they couldn't move, and now they're out riding their horses and doing their work and playing with their grandkids. It's just that kind of a thing.
Well, you've always had so many good approaches to the chronic fatigue and the pain issue, and now you've got even more, and we're going to see more and more success. It's very exciting, and if you have, you know, a few tidbits, we've got just a minute or two left, if you would pass those on before saying goodbye.
Well, being in Bethesda, you've got in the Baltimore area, there's a fibromyalgia and fatigue center. So if you're, I'll have listeners who are tired of trying to find a doctor who knows what they're doing, head on up. Dr. Bonley at the Baltimore Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Center knows how to treat CFS and fibro. Dana, you probably have a list of other doctors you talked about who do. But the bottom line also is, if you can get well so you can go back to a life you hate, we've done nothing for you. So I want you to learn to find what feels good to you, start doing those things, and put your attention on those. So when you get better, you can get better so that you can get a life you love.
Thank you. And we will have you back again. There's never enough time, is there?
Dana, it's always fun not being with you.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, listeners. I'm glad you've joined us. I'm giving you a few green hints. We like to do this at the end of each show. Use solar whenever possible, and use a programmable thermostat. Build a greener home and opt for some eco-friendly and holistic health products. And good to the last drop on your coffee, switch to fair trade coffee and buy your local produce and frequent the restaurants that serve local produce. So thank you for being with us. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Remember, there's a sale going on at Village Green, and please take advantage. It's a big sale, and it goes on until July 17th. Remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale is sizzling hot. Now through July 17th, you can get sizzling summer savings on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on our popular top quality pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements. And save 20% on natural body care products. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale.